Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word. Good morning. Today's scripture reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 12 through 20. As she continued praying before the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying silently, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, "How long will you make a drunken spectacle of yourself? Put away your wine." But Hannah answered, "No, my lord, I am a woman deeply troubled. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have been pouring out my soul before the Lord. Do not regard your servant as a worthless woman, for I have been speaking out of my great anxiety and vexation all this time." Then Eli answered, "Go in peace. May the God of Israel grant the petition you have made to him." And she said, "Let your servant find favor in your sight." Then the woman went to her quarters, ate and drank with her husband, and her countenance was sad no longer. Hannah conceived and bore a son. She named him Samuel, for she said, "I have asked him of the Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
You pray with me. Nothing is ever the same. Nothing is ever the same when a baby is born into a family. We all have to make adjustments when the new member of the family arrives. Life is simply never the same. This Advent season, we are looking at four very special Bible babies as we look together to discover how a baby changes everything. Now pray with me. Loving and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditation, the inspiration, and all of our hearts and thoughts be acceptable in your sight. For you, O Lord, are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Yes, this is the second Sunday in the season of Advent, this season where God is taking us on a journey from darkness to light, from apathy to love, from despair to hope, and from depression and oppression to compassion. And the hope is that in this season of the year, we may join the journey and discover for ourselves, hopefully, anew and refreshed the presence of Christ in our life. And what we were doing, helping us in this journey, is the theme for this season, A Baby Changes Everything. And we're looking at particular Bible babies and their relationship to the newborn baby in Bethlehem, Jesus the Christ. This morning, we're looking at the baby Samuel. Samuel, let me give you an update of who Samuel is. Samuel does have two books named after him in the Old Testament. Samuel is a transitional kind of figure. He is the last of the judges. In the Old Testament history, the judge was a particular person, man or woman, that God raises up for a particular time during that era of Israel's history where there were no kings. This was a confederation of tribes. And so every once in a while, when either a foreign power was invading the territory or when there was disputes arose up between various tribes, God would raise up a judge, one who would arbitrate between parties, one who would unite the tribes for a particular season in order to take care of business, usually an invading army. A judge would serve for a particular time and then go back to their normal life. Samuel was the last of the judges. But he was also the first of the prophets, because it was Samuel's role to anoint the very first kings of Israel. The first king was Saul, which turned out to be a bit of a disappointment. God came to Samuel and said, I want you to go to Bethlehem, and I want you to find the family of Jesse. And there among the sons of Jesse, you will find the new king. And so Samuel goes in stealth and quiet because Saul is still the king. He goes to Bethlehem, he finds Jesse, and Jesse presents his sons. And Samuel goes to each one of them, but none of them get the nudge from God that this is the one. So Samuel is very bewildered. He turns to Jesse and says, is this all there is? Jesse says, no, there's actually one other son. He's out in the field taking care of the flock. We need somebody out there. Samuel says, bring him. So little David shows up. And God says this to Samuel. He says, human beings look on the outside, but God looks on the heart. This is the king. And right then and there, Samuel anoints little David the king of Israel. That's Samuel's role, the last of the judges, the first of the prophets, the anointer of kings. But our story this morning has to do with little baby Samuel. And this is his story, little baby Samuel. In the time of the judges, when there were no kings, people did what was right in their own eyes, which means there was chaos. But there were those who were faithful. And one of the faithful was a man by the name of Elkanah, a very righteous and good man. And he loved his wife, Hannah. Unfortunately, Hannah was unable to bear children. And so to keep the lineage alive, Elkanah was a man of means and of substance, and so he was able to take on a second wife, Peninnah, who bore him lots of children. To the chagrin and the dismay and the heartbreak of Hannah. But Elkanah and his family, on a regular basis, would travel from the town of Ramah to Shiloh. Shiloh was the place before Jerusalem and the temple where the Ark of the Covenant stayed, in probably a semi-temporary tabernacle, overseen by a priest, in this case, Eli. But on a regular basis, Elkanah would take his family to the festivals at Shiloh to worship, to sacrifice, to pay homage to God. On one particular occasion, Hannah, so distraught because of the fact that she had been unable to bear children, and because she had been mocked and ridiculed by Peninnah, that she crumbled to the ground at the altar of God and began to pray, intensely pray. Now, scholars tell us up until that time, most Jewish prayer life was communal and out loud. It was vocal. It was liturgical. But Hannah was on her knees praying with every pore and every cell of her body. Her mouth was moving. Her body was trembling. But she was saying no words. Eli thought she was drunk in this embarrassing display. And so he comes up to her and says, woman, please leave. You're embarrassing us all. You are drunk. Hannah says, looks up and says, no. Sir, I am praying. I am praying from the core of my soul for God to grant my petition for a child. Eli recognizes his mistake. And he says, "Woman, may God bless you and grant your plea." Not long after that, Hannah bears a son, and she names him Samuel. "For God has listened to me." She made a promise that after Samuel was 3 years old and weaned from her, that he would take her and dedicate him fully in service to God. So she takes him to Shiloh into the service of Eli, and Samuel becomes the next priest, the final judge, the prophet of God, and the anointer of kings. Right after Hannah gives her little child to Eli in lifetime service to God, she once again gets on her knees to pray. Chapter 2 of 1 Samuel is Hannah's prayer. I want us to share Hannah's prayer. And this is how I would like for us to do it. This is a mother's prayer. This is a prayer that comes from deep conviction and from a heart that is filled with joy. I'm going to try this. I would like for all women, girls, all female voices to pray this prayer for us. I'll start us off, but you keep going, okay? It's rather long, but you can do this. Yes? Okay. Here we go. My heart. Amen. For some, this may be somewhat of a controversial prayer, but this is a mother's prayer, a deep prayer. It's a prayer, "Oh God, repair the world. Oh God, make the world right." Some would call it like this: "O Lord, comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. O Lord, put us in right relationship with you. O Lord, humble us before you. O Lord, help us to care and have compassion for our neighbor. O Lord, make us right with you and right with one another." That's the prayer. O Lord, repair the earth. Now, 1,000 years later, God comes to another young woman and announces to her that she will bear a son. And his name will be Jesus. And Mary goes to her cousin, Elizabeth, who is also a miraculous birth is about to take place because Elizabeth is aged. And she is having a child in her old age by the miraculous love of God. She is about to bear John, who will be John the Baptizer. And the scriptures say when these two meet, there is an exuberant joy. Both of them are just ecstatic in what God has done and is doing for them in their life. And they both seem to understand, these two mothers, that God is doing an incredible thing, that we are at the apex of a historical, unbelievable thing that is about to happen. And Mary says a prayer. Sometimes called Mary's song. Sometimes called the Magnificat. Mary says her prayer. This again is a mother's prayer. This is a prayer of joy. This is a prayer of expectation. This is a prayer for God to repair the earth. Once again, you did that so well before. This one's a little shorter. You can do this one too. I'll start you off. Here we go. Female voices. My Amen. Any similarities with the two prayers? It's not a coincidence that they're similar. 1,000 years have passed between one prayer and the next, and they're very similar. They're a mother's prayer, a deep prayer of joy, a deep prayer to God that as my child comes into this world, O Lord, make it right. Make us right with you, O God. Make us right with one another. That's the prayer of the season. That's the Advent prayer. O Lord, make us right with you and right with one another. If there is to be peace on earth and glory to God in the highest, let's get this right in our own hearts first. Our Advent prayer today, you and for me. O Lord, send forth your Spirit upon this place and into the heart of each one of us. O Lord, let us be reminded that there are those in here who have said this prayer before. A prayer, O Lord, of make me right with you and in you. O Lord, may the love of Christ Jesus be in me and be with those in this place. Oh Lord, humble me before you. Oh Lord, help me to offer my heart and compassion to others in this season. Oh Lord, where I can make that happen or manifest that or help someone in need this particular season, oh Lord, grant me the resolve, the courage, the strength, the compassion, the will. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Help make me right first. Humble before you. Compassionate to my neighbor. That's first. And then, oh Lord, help us, your church, be instruments of your grace in this world. Help us, oh Lord, be instruments of your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. For not by might does one prevail, says Hannah's prayer. Jesus said it this way, the meek shall inherit the earth. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us in worship every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30 in either our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in The Bridge, which offers a contemporary and soulful worship style. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.